Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Welcome in on a Friday. I cannot believe the planet I reside on. I got to tell you, I don't know Derek Lalonde from a hole in the wall, so I can't call him certain things. I can just tell you what he sounds like. See, sounding like something doesn't mean you are. It's just the outward projection you're offering is sounding like you're something. And that word is a loser. See, I don't use that word lightly. I don't think these men go out and try to be terrible. I don't think these men go out starting the day going, how can I take a chair to the spine? But when Derek Lalonde sits here, like whether it was Osgood on TV, because Bally going full Kremlin per usual, or whether it's Derek Lalonde himself, what kind of playoff chase do we never get to talk about winning? We only rationalize the losing. Derek Lalonde's comment about how proud he is and how big of a point it was. You know what, dude? Out. The comment the other day was even worse about how they're in such a blessed spot and how, you never know, we may not be in this spot next year. You know what? If I had anything to do with it, you certainly won't be. How can you go out after they lose 6-5 last night? See, that's the other thing. Losing is one thing. When you score 5 goals in a National Hockey League game, you should win 99.9% of your games. This team seemingly wins none of them. Last night was a microcosm because they sat there. They are in the trail position all night. Then Raymond goes hero mode, only to break your balls later because whenever you need a big save, we don't have a goaltender capable of making it.
Nope. You just took my, what I was going to say. It is a microcosm of the season because just when you want to say, okay, at least it's over, wait a minute, they're coming right back. Okay, you know what? I believe in this team. You get a second chance. You go to overtime. Can't clear the puck.
The worst part is, you can't even get a shred of honesty in the postgame. I mean, what are we doing, guys? Your playoff chances fell to a 15% shot, and you would have thought they solved the Israeli-Palestine conflict by getting a point last night. No, the object is to win. It is to win. This town is filled with losers.
I was about to say, he went full good cop.
No, it's losers. It is a loser-ass attitude. This is a playoff chase where you're now 5-13-2. Come on, win games.
I'm with you.
Not, I'm just yelling at you.
I understand the passion because it was. I wasn't expecting to hear that of, hey, guys, you basically say, hey, everybody, stand up, give yourself a round of applause.
Capri Suns for everyone.
We got a point.
Orange
slice.
You
know what that beats? Nothing. It's about the same as the other day when you scored with a second to go. We didn't get shut out.
Honestly, Derek Lalonde is Rico Beard because this is the king of saying, well, Michael, it could always be worse. Rico will be standing over my body after I get hit by a truck and going, could have been worse.
True.
No, this is Dude, this defines where our town is right now. And whether it's been the Scott Harris stuff about just diminishing any expectation to Lalonde. I mean, what is Lalonde doing? Oh, no one gave us a chance at the start of the year. Well, you know, we're blessed to be here. Never know. You know, Houston, Jersey had 100 points last year, and they only have like 10 this year. Okay, so hold on. Let me get this straight. So they're the only teams that get to get better. Listen to Lalonde doing the old soft shoe. Just making sure you're aware, next year we may not be that good either.
Just keep the bar low?
No, no. So you can keep saying it. I don't care. I'm going to ask a different question. I want to know if the people are bothered by it. You can establish the root motivation.
Oh, no, no.
I'm not arguing it.
Mike, they should be bothered by
it. I have had it.
They should be bothered by it because now you're getting it from two different organizations saying, hey, pump the brakes. We never said we were going to be good.
Oh, look at the other rosters. Geez, I think Jersey will be better. We may not even be in these games next year. If I were Eiserman, I would have thrown him in the river. I honestly, 248-539-9797. The Wings lost again. And what we're not going to do is spit shine a turd.
Yeah.
They have a 15% chance of getting in, Rico. They have a 0% chance of earning my love. I cannot take this.
No, because they're not even going to be the hot team going into the playoffs. They're stumbling, and it's almost, if they made the playoffs, it's because they looked around and everybody else around them was dead. And they're like, oh, okay, I guess we get that last spot. If I was Eiserman, I would have been upset when he came out and said, well, you know what? No one thought we were going to be this good anyway.
He should be fired whether they make it or not. I don't want this guy leading my hockey club. I mean, I'll leave that to the hockey nerds. Maybe they can call and tell me about Lalonde's opinion about a left-wing lock.
But you know what? I wonder, and I just thought about this. Maybe he has some type of assurance that he's coming back because he does not sound like a man who was on his last leg. He does not sound like a man who is desperate, who knows my job may be over in three games if we don't win. Because if that was the case, it would be fire and brimstone. It would be, no, we have to do better. But it sounds as if he's been told, don't worry about it. You're going to get next year. Now, we may cut you sometime next year. But you're going to go in to training camp and you're going to be the coach.
Rico,
go ahead.
He said, I don't address the team after games. What? That alone should get you fired. What do you mean you're not addressing your team? After a game, period? But I felt like I needed to after this game. Applaud them for 1 point. Applaud them for 1 point. You need to tell them, play better and we could have got two.
What are we doing here, guys? Do you want to make the playoffs or not? Because if you don't want to make the playoffs, how about everybody just takes the day off and go be with your families and do whatever? But if you want to win, you want to make the playoffs, we got to do better.
Like, do results matter in this town anymore? Go ahead. You tell me. Does Derek Lalonde speak for you as a paying customer? Does Bally speak for you in the postgame? Who the hell was trying to spit shine a turd and find a silver lining last night other than Bally or apparently Derek Lalonde? Who? Tell me. You're the customer, you guys. Whether you're a paying fan or you just pay with your time and your emotion, you're a customer. What the hell is wrong with this town right now?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Like, I can't believe people are trying to run to the defense. Well, at least they got one. No, you know what? I would have preferred if they just laid down and died at that point. Don't get my hopes up.
No, because this is just life support. You know the moment is coming, and it's like, okay, nope, one more day. Now we got all be all locked in on Saturday.
No, we're not.
I'm just saying, not you, Mike. I'm saying now it got extended until Saturday. And then that could be, that's now the new biggest game of the year.
Right. All this is rationalization of losing. That's all it is. Their playoff push is 5-13-2. Or 5-12-3. Whatever it is. It's awful. And I'm not doing it. Like a playoff chase, Rico, is what Pittsburgh's doing. Pittsburgh's been hot as a firecracker roughly the last month. They're the team that deserves it. Philadelphia, Washington, and you've been busy trying to see who can fall down the stairs ass first. Mm-hmm. And the coach, dude, I don't need him to go Tortorella, but how can these be this is the third piece of audio from this guy. This guy ought to be coaching a Sesame Street team.
Bruh, when they had 70 points, there was no way I thought at this point they would only be at 85 points.
We talked about how it would take mid-90s to make the playoffs. They were on a pace to accomplish that and avoid all of this.
Right. And now we get we tried hard. Here, you know what, Michael? Have a couple orange slices. David, here's your Capri Sun. You guys okay? You're good? All right.
Kenny.
Tomorrow's another day.
Why are you so quiet?
I'm just silently stewing in anger. David over here is laughing for some reason.
You know what, Kenny?
At
least we made money.
Yeah, you know what? Hey,
I told
thank
you,
God.
It makes no sense, but at least his system works.
Minus 160. Thank God.
I told you to put the whole account on that.
I would have fired Lalonde after the losing streak, but that's just me. This is a wave the white flag comment. Another wave the white flag comment saying, oh, we're just lucky to be here. That better not be the message in the locker room, because it seems like that's the message in the locker room.
That is the message. Think, Kenny, think about it. If he's saying that publicly, if you're admitting that publicly, hey, no one thought much of us. We're blessed to be here. The comments that disturb me more are his Derek Lalonde's summer preview, hockey 25. You know, the East is going to be pretty tough. Not sure we'll even be in this spot next year.
So let's appreciate this moment.
Dude, go to hell with that.
It's such a defeatist attitude. Mike, if I didn't live and die by this team, I'd be exactly like you are. Just go ahead and die already. That's that's what I would be like. I can't go there.
See what you did?
I can't do that.
You're taking this man to a dark place.
It is. Kenny, I love this team and it hurts me.
I have feelings.
Kenny, I'm sorry.
David, give Kenny a hug.
I learned it by watching you.
We were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you.
I can't take anymore. If you're Iserman, who's as big of a red ass as there is, how the hell can you hear Derek Lalonde's comments and bring this guy back? How? That's the third comment in a row. I would have launched him into the sun.
But it leads me to believe, I kind of feel like he knows. He's been told, don't worry about it. Your job
you
is
reporting
safe.
That?
I'm not reporting that, but when you speak that way, because if your job is on the line, man, you're desperate because you don't want to get fired. You don't want to go through the humiliation. You don't want to see your team collapse. You are preaching fire and brimstone. You are holding pets hostage unless they win games. Not, hey, you know what? Hey, guys, be proud of yourself. You got a point. That's one point more than what you had yesterday.
No, and look. Is there a bit of irony in the player who beat you? I mean, Erik Karlsson was a trade splash. He was. Three-team trade, if my memory serves me right. Now, I understand his feet are made of a collection of broken, jagged pieces of glass. But the point is, he, when healthy, is still a big-time player. Did you make a bold trade to shore up the blue line? No. Because Stevie Y wanted to do his value signing. Well, you got beat by a high-level player. I'm just saying, these connection points matter. Mm-hmm. You gave up 6 goals.
After you came back to tie the game up, I think that was the worst part, because I think, Kenny, I don't want to speak for you, but I think you had reserved, okay, the season's over, we're done, I can move on, wait, you just did the most dangerous thing, you gave me hope.
Well, that's the problem, too, is they're still in it, which they have no business to be. They don't deserve to be in the playoffs. The problem is there's 2 other teams in this division or in this conference that also don't deserve to be in that are in. It's frustrating, because I know I'm going to tune in on Saturday, and I know I'm going to be angry about it. I'm angry right now just thinking about it.
Kenny, what could I offer you that you would do something else with your Saturday?
I can't, man. I can't. There's okay. Not a lot. Okay. I live and die by this, man, and I've been dying a lot lately.
Okay.
Jesus, that might be the saddest damn thing I've heard.
All righty.
Oh, this is on. Oops. Listen, 248-539-9797. Kenny's bottomed out. I want to hear from the people on it. The Lalonde audio upsets me more than the result. Honestly. Let's talk about it. We'll get into some draft stuff. JJ McMystery. Lots of things to do today.
I like that.
Oh, JJ McMystery.
You know what, David? Somebody's on their game today.
That's right.
You just got to get 1 point and look at Mike.
Right. Right. Hey, guys, you know, big rally last night. What was your favorite moment?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.